Okay, 007, Shvius, Thursday night. If you come around the Bima, there's two things I want to show. First of all, Shvius is starting, so now there's a new Yerushalmi Shvius. They put out, this already follows the old Vilna Yerushalmi, but they redid the whole thing. I see they put the Marafulda like this. Yeah, and they put it in what we call in the Rabbeinu Chananel position. And they made Rash Shrilio in the Toysus position, and they put the Pnei Moshe in the Rashi position. But I just checked, this seems to keep the old, the Vilna. So it's some, you see that starting, here's another Yerushalmi you could get. Okay, Pul HaMitzri.
The article not in the
meeting? The article, no. Don't remind me. No. Any
dinner?
You know, within the next month. Yeah, Pul HaMitzri, so I made two basic errors. Made a lot of basic errors. But where's my paper? Oh, Felix. Okay. Page 140. Okay. Pul HaMitzri. Yeah. Lazera, it's the same plant. Here's what it looks like. This is the Pul HaMitzri.
Oh, this different stages?
Yeah, this is the different stages. Lazera is the last stage. Yerek is an earlier stage. It's a little confusing because if you eat it at the earlier stage, you go basal lahaba, because then it's a yerek and you go basal lakita. And that could be after Rosh Hashanah we're talking. If you eat it lazera, a later stage, but then we're going, like of Shimon Shazuri, that you follow the hashrasha. So you go at the earlier stage, but you're really eating it at a later stage. Yeah. Here, when you eat it, l'maichel zrov hayevashim. L'zera is you're eating the zera. Yerek is the pod. It's like you're eating the same thing, except there, I guess, the main food.
It's not the leaves.
What do I know? It's not the leaves. It's the pods. So it's really like Rabbi Nussbaum pointed out. Now it makes much more sense. Soiva garna lutocho, and it's one min because it is one min. When you eat it at the earlier stage, liyerek. So the main food is the green pods, and the beans inside is taken not so roi lachila. It's still lach. When you eat it later, they've become yovesh, and the pods have become like the psoilus of the food.
It's like green peas.
Yeah, I guess so. So, I don't know green peas.
The young ones, you eat the pods, and then when they get older, you eat the peas.
Oh, that's right. So, the whole thing's turned around. It's almost backwards.
But then the water doesn't make the... If you eat it...
He explains all the water things.
How is last year's water making the end of the green peas?
Yeah. You can read it here. His explanation is here on page 144. It says, when it grew in a state bowl, when it grows in a state flock, and it's a summer plant.
So it says
the
later thing, you use the earlier water. That's funny.
Yerek means you ate it at the earlier stage.
Not the leaves, though.
Not the leaves. That's a mistake. It's the pods. It means the pods. The pods is the yerek.
So the shorish is not a michael at all. It's just the pods and the.
Hishrish, lo einitz, tirmel, heavy shlish. I'm going to have that today, Mitzvah Shem. Otsuk means it's nigmar.
It's what?
It's nigmar.
So if you grew it in the Zera, it means to eat the Zera.
To eat the Zera, yeah.
Can't do both. It's one or the other.
You could do both.
Well, no, once it's Zera, it's no longer Yerek.
Something's not going to be good.
So what's going to be the case? But your point is to eat.
You're going to do some of each. Same plan for both things.
No, I guess you're going to do some of each. Some up now.
Right, some plan. But you can't use the same plan for both because it's just a matter of
one is not going to be good, or they're both being semi-good. Maybe you could get an in-between.
But it's not like on one plant you'd have Yerek and Zera.
But is it like a pea? Is a stager?
Yeah, they're probably. I don't see why they can't be a stager.
You're
going to
take out the.
Why? Why can't you eat it like that?
It's good. That's called Yerek. That's Yerek.
Yeah. And the kitnis kayets. Kitnis kayets. Cowpea. Kitnis kayets. Gidula l'maichel ha-tarmilim ha-yerokim ki-yerek. O l'maichel ha-zroam ha-yevashim. And the moment's like that. It's like that.
And when you eat the tarmilim, you don't take out the teensy baby peas.
Do you eat them too?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not, you're 3 years old.
It's not,
Okay, here's the sugya of the chart. Okay, good. I wanted to clarify that. Now we one of the two things happened, then they're split up. What you eat lezera is l'shaavar, and what you eat the yerek l'habba. So that's the third rule. If two things are tugging it to before Shoshana, these are my words, that's how I understand it, that's how I remember it. Maybe it's just a memory aid. I'm not even sure if it's any logic to it at all. Everybody has a different pshat here. Everybody's pshat, each one is more complicated than the next. This is the Marafolda. That the third rule is, if it was Higia Lishlish, the whole crop was Oinus HaMaisus before Rosh Hashanah, and some of it was Nilkat before Rosh Hashanah, then it's one min, with a Suffolk, which here you follow. If nothing happened before Rosh Hashanah, then it's a Yerek. If one of the two things happened, either the whole crop reached Oinus HaMaisus before Rosh Hashanah, or some of it was Nilkat before Rosh Hashanah, then it's every man for himself. The zera is l'sha'avar, and the yerek is l'haba. That's rule number three in the brisa of Pul HaMitzvah. Yeah, that's if you plant it for both.
Would I actually have in mind with the
No, you, the relevance of what you had in mind is originally that this rule is when you planted it for both. Or the brisa says you started off with zera and then you added the yerek purpose, even after it was planted, which is maybe a chiddush. Okay, now we go to.
But if I intend all along the yerek, then the one.
That's the first rule. Rule one. If you intend for yerek, you go basal lakita. We'll see, there's three more rules. There's three more rules, yeah. Now, Tezvav Amid Beis, in the Art Scroll Gemara, in the Eiz Vahadar edition. We're not up to rule four yet. The Brisa makes a statement. According to the Marafulda, it's a reiteration of what we just said. Zoro Lezera, and then V'chishival of Liyarek, which, if you look at the Rule 3 was Zoro Lazera on the very top of Tezvav Amid Aleph. It was Zoro Lazera V'Yerek Osho Zoro Lazera V'Chishival of Liyarek. So here again, Zoro Lazera V'Chishival of Liyarek. Yeah. Bo'in Machshava. Bo'in Machshava, we follow his Machshava. So according to the Marafulda, we're reiterating the third rule. In other words, the third rule took up a lot of space. It was the whole Tezvav Amid Aleph, 8-10 lines. So now, like, this is like, at the end, we're summing up. And this is the din, according to Marafulda, that's how you read it. This is the din when Zara Lazara, Bechishavel Lazara, that Bo'in Machshava, we follow both Machshavas. However, the Rash Srilio and the Chazon Ish are saying there's a chiddush here. That if Zoro Lazera, and then he changed his mind and he meant it only for Yerek, we follow his Machshava and it's like it was Nizra Liyerek. That's what these two lines mean, according to the Rash Srilio and according to the Chazon Ish. I think that's gonna, we're gonna learn about that in the next three rules. Now rule number four. Zoro Liyarek. The Chishival of Zera, and then he said, you know what, I intend to eat the Zera also, that's also my use. L'oilom ein machsheves Zera cholo olav. See, this again sort of reiterates and repeats the idea, at least it strengthens like my idea. It seems like it's basically a yerek. That's like its default position, perhaps. Because here we're saying that if he was Zera Liyarek and then he added the Machshava of Zera, Lo'ilom ein Machshava Zera Chala Olav, we ignore that Machshava unless he did a Maisa that he's treating it like for the Zera, and we'll see in a moment what that treatment is. But you need a Maisa. The Machshava is not enough. But we're talking when he changed his mind. The second rule of the Brisa, or the first rule, obviously you can be Zareya it Lazera, and it has a din of Zera. Here we're talking about he was Zara Liyarek. To get it to be like Zera, or to get it to have a din of Zera, Loi Lemein Machshava Zera Cholol of Elem Kein, so what's the rule? Elem Kein Mona Mimenu Sholosh Murbios. He withheld three regular waterings. So when you withhold waterings, what? When you withhold waterings, what are you doing? You're drying, I guess, you're drying it out and you're making that's Zera. Yerek, you give it a lot of water. You want it to grow, you want it to be lush, L-U-S-H. You want it to be Yishmak, you want it to grow. I guess for Zera, you withhold water and that's making it for Yerek. For Yerek is constant Hashkar, Bekitza. Shagila Daita, I'm reading from the Marafulda now. Shagila Daita Gam came to Lazera Kaboila. The Liyarek Tzorech Hashka, Shu Godel Al Kol Mayim. The Rambam's algoras oros, not morbios. Upiresh lakitos, vatam sheyerek darko legozos o legadel. We sort of had that before. They would like be located or cut it off and then it would grow more. You get like two crops out of every crop, I don't know. Chimonim emenu halakito, goli daite de luzera kaboila. Okay. So that's when your machsheva zera could be chal. What was his machsheva, only for zera or also for zera? Chishvel zera. It doesn't matter. Either one. What?
If you want to take the Arab also, you would be my name.
I guess. Okay. Now, there's another condition here, another stipulation, another tonight. This is only if, in addition, notice the first rule of Rule 4 was to change from, if you planted it for Yerek, to make it into Zera, you need a Maisa to accompany it. Your Machshav is not enough. Okay? Another condition. B'shehevi Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Even if you are Mona Mimenu Mayim, that's certainly tugging it in the direction of Zera. But you need also, it reached Einus HaMaisras Bufnei Rosh Hashanah. Then we can give it the Machsheva Zera. Aval Hevi Shlish Lacha Rosh Hashanah, then Afilu Monam Imenu. That's how we're going to be Gairus. We're going to be Gairus like the Rishas and the Ravid. Afilu Monam. Yeah, I see the Marafold is also Gairus that way. Afilu Monam Imenu. Shalosh Morbius, because that's what we're doing. We're stipulating a condition. The MP3 player's on. Shreich. Avol Hevish Lish Lacha Rosh Hashanah. Afilu Monam Imenu Shalosh Morbius. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the point. So you need Hevish Shlish. So that's it. That's Rule 4. We just finished Rule 4. So Rule 4 is that if he was Zera, and then he changed, and he wanted to change it to Zera. Number one is you need a Maisa. Number one, you need a Maisa for Ula. And number two is that it has to have brought Oinus HaMaisras before Rosh Hashanah to have it been like Zera. Now, I remembered something. I see in the art scroll, they have in the variant, according to the Gra, this is the condition. That his machshava to use it for Zera was after it reached, no, was before it reached a third of its growth. If it reached a third of its growth before he changed his mind, then his change of mind is irrelevant. That's how the Gra understands. Well, that, he changes the gear so little will, so that's how he understands this qualification of Rule 4. That he can only change it when it was before it reached a third of its growth. Once it reached a third... What?
Regardless of whether...
Yeah, yeah. Right, when did his change of... In other words, the way we're learning it, the Pashas, we learned it, that it's talking about... Did it reach a third before or after Rosh Hashanah? According to the Gra, we're focusing on whether his change of mind was before or after it reached a third of its growth. Okay? Now we're up to rule number 5. Zara Lazer. So according to the Marafulda, this is a case of Zara Lazer, although it doesn't say it in the Gemara. It's tricky. He added on Yerek, which according to the Marafulda you can do. Right? That was the top of Tezvav Amid Aleph, and in fact, according to the Marafulda, it was also the top of Tezvav Amid Beis. That to add the Machsheves Yerek is, you can do. Zara Lazera, so we're talking about the case of rule number three, that he was Zara Lazera, and then he was Chishev Yerek. So it has a din of Zara and Yerek with rule number three applying. So now we're saying, we're making exceptions to rule number three now. Va'asa kulo ketzatzin gemurim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Va'asa kulo ketzatzin gemurim lefnei Rosh Hashanah means it fully grew. everything finished before Rosh Hashanah. It was a Gemara Pri. Fimashmos HaToysefta, the Gemara Fulda says, Yiyu Ketzotzim Gemara Kol HaPri, Sheruya L'Ketzira Shaloi B'Doicha. Yeah, then, if so, Zaro Misaser L'Sheovar, Yarko Misaser B'Shas L'Kitoso Isuro. What's the logic here? So this is what the Gemara Fulda says. What are we saying? We're saying if you planted lezera, then you ate on Yerek, so then there could be, what did we say in rule number 3? There could be times when we'll make the zera, we'll give it a din like, yeah, it'll be like 1 min. So here we're saying that if it fully reached its growth completely before Rosh Hashanah, then for sure the zera is going to be kazera. The zera is going to be lisha avar, and the yerek is going to be viewed as min acher. Let's see the Gemara fold inside, maybe. Lefi mashmos hakasef to you ketzus gemar kol apri shereil ktir shloi b'doichek. Okay. The chikulo, the last, if you have the article, it's the last 4 lines of Tezvavim at Beis in the Marafolda. The chikulo also ksos and gemur lefnei Rosh Hashanah, misayeya lezera lehechoshev lesheovar, velo lehechoshev kiyerek. In this case, what would be in rule 3? They would be called 1 min. Right? It would be called 1 min. So we're saying if it's completely finished before Rosh Hashanah, so that is Messiah Lazara Lechashev Lishavar, the Lo Lechashev Kiyerek, the Yaser Mizaro Al Yarko, Kamo Behavi Rakshlish Bifnei Rosh Hashanah. Ela Messiah Lazara Lechashev Lishavar, and the Yerek is Lahabo.
Aren't there studies involved that the whole idea of Basra Kita is only talking about if it's not fully grown, but it's fully grown?
I think that's even a later stage when it's fully grown and it's not getting any yanika from the karka anymore. Yeah, right. Or maybe the Marafold is the argument. Wait, let me get straight what it's saying. In Klal 3 we said that if the Yavul reached a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, then we could make the Yerek be like Zera. Now we're saying that if it's Nigmar Gidulo Lufnei Rosh Hashanah, it's not mistaver that it's 1 min. We're not going to make the zera like Yerek. We're going to make the zera and it's not, we're not going to make them 1 min. Now, rule 3 said that you'll have a case where they'll be considered 1 min. This rule is qualifying that and saying that if it's Nigmar Gidulo Lufnei Rosh Hashanah, it's not mistavra, the Marafolda says, to make it like 1 min. Not because the Yerek can't be like Zera, Adarabba, the Zera won't be like Yerek. No, only when Nira Lechachomim, to be Machshav the Zera, Ki Yerek, and the Yerek Ki Zera, that's rule 3. If you look in the Marafolda, Tezvavah Man Aleph, Look at the Marafulda Tazvava Malav. Kishahevish list of Nei Rosh Hashanah. Who the Amrin and the Af Yerek Nasa Min Zera, Tafilu Liktunacha Rosh Hashanah Mishashan Kminechot Ben Yarko Ben Zara. Vahod the Ketzotzin, if you go down the last 2 lines of that Marafulda. Vahod the Ketzotzin, Afogav Shagam Likat Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, some of it, I guess. Kimin Shahevi Ketzotzin, I Esher Litain Lizera Gamkein Din Yerek. Uliyerek yesha litain din zera lechuda loylam heichi shechashav gamkin liyerek. The yerek will never become like zera totally. It's only it becomes like 1 min, and then you pick which year. In other words, rule 5 is that in this case, it's impossible to drag the zera to have a din like yerek, and therefore it's every man for himself. I call it the zera is like zera, and the yerek's like yerek. That's rule 5. If it's heavy ketzotzim, when all of it is heavy ketzotzim of Nei Rosh Hashanah, then it's zera zera and yerek yerek. You can't lump them together. Okay, and the final rule, which is rule 6, is the top of Tezayin Amar Aleph. Miktsoso osa ketzotzim, u'miktsoso lo osa. So according to rule 5, the part that's nigmar legamri lefnei Rosh Hashanah, so the yerek would be basa lakita and the zera would be basa hashrasha. Right? Okay. And the chelek shelo nigmar was maybe shlish before Rosh Hashanah. It just wasn't nigmar, but it was maybe shlish. So it's yarko kizaro. So this is like rule 3. So the gorno letocho, v'nim to masu mizaro al yarko miyarko al zaro. So what are we talking about? Only the part that's low nigmar? So ver gornel etocho, benimtsu ma'aser, mizaro al yarko. What did he say? Avo belotso. Avo gav didach mikta say the So part of the crop, so according to rule 5, the part that's nigmar before Rosh Hashanah, you go basal akita in the Eric. And the part that's low nigmar, but was maybe shlish, yarko is kizara. That's what would be. Oh. So in this case, Chazal said, good old silver, gorno letocho, and it's all one min. That's what they did. That's what they did. They just, when it's such a mess, that's how you have to think of it. When it's such a mess that half the crop is like this and half the crop's like that, then Chazal just said, be tzobe garnel letocho, and consider it all one min. Alright, that's the best I can do in the Palamitri Brisa. Is according to the Mara folder. That's rule 6. That when rule 5 only applies to part of the crop, and the other part of the crop is l'chayra, like rule 3, then we apply to the whole crop rule 3, which is tzover garnel letocho. Right, tzover garnel letocho, you mix it all together, and you consider it all one crop. Okay, that's it. I'm ready to go right. This is the best I can do. I mean, if you could learn Lamashal, if you look in the article on Tazayin and Aleph, they go through, they say over the 6 rules of the Brisa according to the Rambam. So it's like, it's just 6 different rules. They're all just as complicated. Okay, I'm going back to Tani Rav Avuma de Chaifa. Okay, v'afilu lo osa kulo ketzotzen gemurin lefnei Rosh Hashanah zaro misaser l'sha'avar yarko misaser b'shas l'kitusu isuro. So it looks like he's mamish saying differently than rule 6, because he's talking about the 6th scenario that only some of it was osa ketzotzen gemurin lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and the Braisa said in that case so v'gorna l'tocho. And he's saying that Zara Masasa Lishaver and Yaakov Masasa Mashasa Yitusu Yisura, which is like rule 5 really, that you just split them up, and it's every man for himself. Rabbi Yosa is going to say that it's not necessarily contradicting the Braisa, or against the Braisa. Why? Behu Shehevi Shlish, Rabbi Shemari Shehevi, Rav Avduma is talking about v'hu Shehevi Shlish l'machsheves zera. Notice he changed his mind. What are we talking about? He planted it with zera, and then he added the machsheves yerek. So Rav Avduma is talking about that he changed his mind after it was maybe shlish. So if he changed his mind after it was maybe shlish, then even in this case, it's like every man for himself. If it was maybe Shlish before he changed his mind, so then the Zerah is going to stay like Zerah, and the Yerik is going to be like Yerik. Avol maybe Shlish l'machsheves Yerik, but if it reached a third of its growth after he changed his mind, when his machshava was machsheves Yerik also, Ef Shalai Mazara Masasa L'Shav Yaakov Masasheves B'Shasa Ketusu Yisuro, am I going to say my rule then also? Va'adomar, but the Brisa says, Tzover is Gorna L'Tocho, that when you have such a case, that you planted it Lazera, and then you added Yerek, Machshava, and part of it was grown fully before Shoshana, you combine the whole crop together, just make it into one mishmash. So this is what we say. Rav Avdumi is talking about that he changed his mind after it reached a third of its growth. So what would the point then be? What would the point then be? The point would then be, I guess, that it retains its identity. If it reached a third of its growth when his machshava was still only the zera, so it retains its identity. But the Brisa is talking about where he changed his mind before a third was reached. So then you say Tzover Gorno L'Tocho. So Rav Avduma could stim with the Brisa. Okay, as I said, that's the best I can do. It's not bad, it's just everybody looks stunned. That's the nature of the sugya. I didn't prepare Viper. I think what I'd like to do now, I prepared the following to do. I have this booklet that Efrati Spoilo prepared for the municipality of New York. So, let's read it. It's very good. So it's already sort of, on these pages, they say already what they should do now. It's not Nageya Taisa Shemitah, but not as that. Till Tesvav Pov. Tesvav Pov, it might be Nageya fruit trees, starting fruit trees. But, so there's Hairos here on the 2-3 pages, what they should make sure, starting after Pesach, what they should make sure to do, because they're not going to be able to do it during Shemitah. So that, and this is might be Nageya people's gardens too. So I figured, okay, I'll wait, so this is for Shishas, for Shana Shishas. In other words, they're giving you Hairos what to do on Shana Shishas, because you're not, Ein Lahak Shishtokim Bishnasa Shemitah. Right? So you're not going to be able to take away stones, you're not going to be able to clear away psoilus from where things are growing. So you have to make sure that you do everything now. Or it's going to have to be pushed off till Tavshin Samach Tes. Hamunyim b'shetach mucher miyad b'tayim shnasa shmita. So you have to do everything now before shmita. Chitui karka, what's chitui? Anybody? Not even one Hebrew speaker.
Mechate is by coals.
Chitui, not chitut.
No, by coals. The blech, the shav shemi mechate.
That's what it tough. This is what it tests.
This is the test.
Risus neger avod. Risus neger asovim rav shnosayim. Rav shnatim. Oh.
Weeds.
Multi-year
weeds
are going to
come up next year.
Chorish amuk. Nevita.
I think it's got Nevita at the beginning of Ubay.
So you spray the
Nevita. Nevita are various pests that stop the body from happening.
Spray.
I'd say noi, sichim uproch. What's sichim is?
Bushes.
I'd say noi, sichim uproch. Shasilim begush she'enu misparer, mutal lishtol ader of Rosh Hashanah. Mutal lintoa ad seinoi, v'sichim lenoi, until 14 days before Shemitah. Right? In other words, these are not fruit, so you only have to worry about Hashrasha. We fast in 2 weeks. Right, we don't want the Hashrasha to take place on Rosh Hashanah. Hatokas atzeinoi gedoilim.
Movement,
I guess, to replant them, I guess. There's also till 14 days before Shemitah. Prochem utzvochem chad shenosiyim. Right, one. Mutal lishol at shloisha yomim lefnei Shemitah. Why?
Why not?
Because they only take 3 days. Yeah, they have 3 days. That's prochem utzvochem.
Mm-hmm.
3 days. Atzei macha. That you can plant till two ba'ov. Okay. Alafa Omer, you should really plant as early as possible in this sixth year, making sure that they are well, you know, that they're okay, but by Shemitah.
Why is this Tuba?
Why is Tuba?
Tuba of fruit trees because of the, you need Hashvasha and 30 days. Because
why
of the Orla. Because of, so that you, they shouldn't say that it was planted in Shemitah. If it's less than 30 days, then you start counting Shnei Arva. That's the Xayah we have in the Gemara.
But
and people will say,
it.
What?
What?
No, he's giving you a rose for the sixth year. I'm reading from the pages of a rose for the sixth year. You can't plant fruit trees after Tubal. But you can plant Zirei Prochim, that's flowers, Olishto B'tzelim.
This is
the sixth year. Oh, okay. New sentence. You can plant Zirei Prochim Olishto B'tzelim Lefnei HaShemitah B'matora Sheyitzmuchu B'mahalach Shnas HaShemitah Amam Ein LaHashkos HaShkoyos HaNevoto HaShkoyos HaNevoto.
You shouldn't wear water something. What is that something?
Nevoto is the...
Is the original
Bali. You can't do it on Shemitah, so you have to water it only before Shemitah. Oh, then you could water it. Oh, I guess because then it'll die. But after it's, and what I think it means it broke through the ground.
Germinated.
Oh, so if it germinated because of the rains of Shemitah, then you could water it. I guess we'll learn that when you're allowed to water. Prochem balei reach mashmauti. Yesh lahashkosom lefnei Shemitah.
Yesh le.
Lahashkosom lefnei Shemitah zman maspik kudei shetaschil nevitosom. It means to break through the ground so that there shouldn't be an isser svichim. What? Yeah. Balei reach mashmoluti.
Why is it svichim if it's nevei before?
That's the din. We're going to learn that. It's the Shitas Harash as understood by the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is a big maker on that. That if it just broke through the ground already on Shishas, there's no Issa Svichim. Okay, maybe. I feel funny reading something. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
What was the time
of what? I don't know. I wasn't focused. I'm reading words. I don't know what they mean. We have on Shemitah, you can't directly to the tree, even though it's. You can't on Shemitah, even though it's Meniyah Sosik. I don't know, I think there's different levels. If the tree will mamish die, then you could. If it only get Genizik, then you can't, if you're directly doing an avoda to the tree. I guess besides this learning, we're going to have shiur just in plain Hilchos Shviyos, like bottom line, halacha psuka. Sort of like learning menachas, but you still don't know any Hilchos Tzitzis when you finish. But you ever learn chulin? You know how to shecht an animal after you learn chulin? You have no idea. You go to a shlachtos, you're a different religion. Nothing to do with sechas chulin. I'm exaggerating, but only a little.
He says you can do this. You can? On the sixth year.
On the seventh year. If it'll die otherwise,
then you... Baruch says he says, Machlos Mutter, Rasta Sola Ade. Rakashakan Kashash, Beer, so a little bit of a mess.
See, I didn't know what I was reading to, apparently, to fumigate the seed, apparently.
The seed?
That's what I was reading. Oh. That's what you should do the sixth year. Uh-huh. There's nothing there to die if you do it the seventh year.
That's why he said, Rashi, he said you should resist for multi-year weeds when she can. Here's how they renew weeds.
Oh.
You couldn't ask them. Weed killer. The reason is for him, because it's not.
They didn't want to send this to me. I had to beg the lady on the phone. This is for the municipality. They made this for the Iriyah Yerushalayim. They won't automatically, and she didn't want to send it to me. It's not for private individual. It was for the Iriyah. So I begged her. I said, I'm a monarch so many years, and I've been learning her Cheshbias. Okay. They moved to